This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Not everybody working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, also our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, Tom and his suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. All right, folks, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on the Instagram by the handle Captain's America. That's Captain's with an S on the end of it. America, all lowercase. And don't forget our website. It's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. They're a busy group today, I'm sure, and also the host of Military Matters. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be with you here on Florida Primary Day.
Yes, sir, and we're going to talk about that here in just a second. In the meantime, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we are going to start talking about the primary. And here in Florida, which is one of those states that everybody's watching, we know that Ron DeSantis is going to be the Republican gubernatorial challenger, the incumbent governor. He's going to be running against either Charlie Crist, or he's going to be running against Nikki Fried, or he could be running against Aramis Ayala or Dan Unifelder. They're also in the mix trying to unseat some people here. I don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. But I'll tell you this much. It's certainly going to be interesting.
It is. And, you know, I think what you mentioned earlier is very important. Today's not the end. We got to continue to fight through November. Many of the folks that your listeners and the folks that think like we do are pretty confident about who the Republicans that will be facing Democrats in November. But like you mentioned, and it's good that you mentioned the other folks on the ballot, but you and I both know that here in Florida for the governor's race, it'll either be Nikki Fried or Charlie Crist. And some of the polling has gone back and forth, as it often does. Here in the days leading to it. Right now, it looks like Charlie Crist has an edge, but I wouldn't place money in Vegas on that. I'm going to be tuned like everybody else after I've made the rounds here in my county of Manatee on behalf of our local candidates, but I'm very interested to see who America's governor, Governor Ron DeSantis, is going to have to face in November.
Yeah, and of course, the Attorney General is up for re-election, Ashley Moody. She does not have an opponent on the Republican side. There are three Democrats running against her. We'll see what happens there. Agricultural Commissioner, you've got the Senate President, Wilton Simpson, who's running in the GOP primary. He's running against a couple of people as well. There are three Democrats in the mix running as well. Don't know what's going to happen there. And, of course, well, financial officer, we've got Jimmy Patronis, who has no opposition.
Yeah, the folks without any real opposition, November is their election. But I want to go back to what you just mentioned a little bit casually on behalf of Liberty Caucus, and that is the State Agricultural Commission thing. Yeah, Simpson has been the president of the Senate, but he was also the primary author for SB 7026, which is the current Second Amendment red flag law in effect in the state of Florida now. He is the reason why the constitutional carry was never heard on a Senate floor this last Senate. And yet he's running as a Second Amendment advocate. And there is a fellow that has been endorsed by the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida, and that's James Shaw. Who's proven true and that will be the constitutional conservative antidote and will not be that person that he is what he is, not what he pretends to be, which unfortunately is exactly what Simpson has been. So James Shaw is the Republican Liberty Caucus and received my personal vote when I really voted a week ago.
Okay, now for Senate, we've got Val Demings going up against, and she's got a couple people going up against her. She should win that easily, and she'll be going up against Senator Marco Rubio, who has no primary challenger. Right now, if the poll was taken between Demings and Rubio, Rubio would be trailing by about 2 points. We've got all kinds of House races going on here, and one of them, well, a couple of them in our backyard, really. But I want to save that for after when we come back. Because I've got, let's see, District 1, District 4, District 7, District 10, District 11, District 15, that's a brand new district, District 20, District 23, District 27. And everything that I just mentioned has got something unique going on about it. So we'll get in. And by the way, District 13, which is going to be somebody's got a sledgehammer, who's going to hit the other one hardest? Hold that thought. Here we come, folks, coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we shall be right back with Lieutenant Colonel, retired United States Army, Kevin Wright. I will be back. He will be back. We will be back. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this. On the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this program, portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. I talked to Dave Moss Jr. on Monday. They're getting very close to opening up the Brooksville store, the brand new Brooksville store. We'll let you know when that happens because we'll be up there for the grand opening. Now, they've got stores, Moss Nissan, right now in Crystal River, the flagship store at Newport Richey, 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, here's why they do what they do. Number one, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and church pastors, too, get a great deal offered you on the on your vehicle, whether it's new or pre-owned. Then, of course, you've got the miles and miles of carefree driving with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the car or truck. And nobody can do that, but Moss does. You can't beat the selection along with the service at Moss. You just can't beat it. I know I've tried, and they are the best at what they do. Always been taken very good care of there. So, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, their slogan is, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And they are striving to do that every day with every customer individually. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Okay, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, back to the congressional scheme of things here in Florida. We're going to stick with Florida. District number one, of course, the Republican incumbent Matt Gaetz is being challenged by Mark Lombardo and Greg Merk in 2020. Gaetz won the primary with 80.9% of the vote against Merk and another candidate, and I believe he's going to win it again.
I think you're right. And those incumbent Republicans in the state of Florida largely appear to be faring pretty well. There's a couple challenges out there, but the biggest races to watch in Florida is where it is being vacated, and you have a number of Republican candidates vying to face a Democrat in November. And there's a number of those, many of which the Republican Liberty Caucus has come out and made an endorsement, a couple of which you have followed very carefully as well. Up in your neck of the woods, north of the bridge, Sunshine Bridge up there in Pinellas, Hillsboro, and then, of course, down here in District 16, where I reside, United States Congress, Liberty Caucus has had a say in those. And you've talked about them as well. So if people listen, they could be an informed voter. And if they got to go beyond just those campaign ads we have, which is, as we talked about in the break, Val Demings and her run against Rubio in November has run a pretty strong campaign. If you only listen to the untruthful campaign ads that she runs, but Marco Rubio is going to have to work hard, and Republicans are going to have to work hard to maintain that seat. And, you know, Mitch McConnell came out this week and says, hey, it's a 50-50 proposition about the Senate. Well, we got a couple months to turn that around and not make it a 50-50. And, Mitch McConnell has not been the best spokesman to turn that around, unfortunately.
All right.
We've got others. Yep.
All right. Now we've got District number 4. State Senator Aaron Bean is amongst three Republicans seeking this open Jacksonville area seat. The other two are Eric Aguilar and John Chuba. We've got District 7, where we have 8 Republicans and 4 Democrats seeking this seat opened by Democratic Representative Stephanie Murphy's decision to leave Congress altogether. District 10, 10 Democrats and 6 Republicans seeking this seat left open by Val Demings, who's running for the Senate right now. We've got District 11, nationally known far-right activist, that's their words, not mine, Laura Loomer, running against the incumbent Dan Webster, who's been involved in Florida. Let's see. He's been involved in the Senate, the Congress, sorry, since 2011. Now, District 13, and that's right here in my backyard. 5 Republicans are seeking the nomination in the St. Petersburg area seat left open when Chris decided to run for governor. It's essentially a rematch between Anna Paulina Luna and Amanda Mackey, who came in first and second, respectfully, in a 5-way primary 2 years ago. Now, they have a new person involved in this who's stuck his nose right in the middle of this, and he's in the mix, okay? His name is Kevin Hazlett. He is in the mix. And then, of course, they've got Christine Quinn, who is a local favorite, but I really don't think much is going to happen there. Sorry for that. And the winner will face the already announced Democrat and winner, Eric Lynn, who's running unopposed, who worked in the Obama administration. That is going to be interesting.
Yeah, and Captain, a couple comments on a couple of those. District 7, the Republican Liberty Caucus, the National Republican Liberty Caucus, has endorsed Anthony Sabatini. He will be a speaker at our second annual Constitution Day breakfast on the 24th of September. He's doing quite well. He's been endorsed nationally by some great figures. So Anthony Sabatini is my personal pick and Liberty Caucus pick in District 7. In District 10, we have endorsed another speaker on the second annual Constitution Day breakfast, and that's Willie Montague, the Republican running in that to fill the seat vacated by Val Demings. In District 13, where you're at, the Liberty Caucus has endorsed Anna Paulina Luna, vote as you will. I would say Hazlett is more than just in the mix. I would say that most people are saying he's up there. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how District 13 goes. Down here in my district in the Minnesota area, Manatee, District 16, longstanding Republican Vern Buchanan is being challenged by the National Republican Liberty Caucus endorsed Martin Hyde. And let's see, what did I miss of those races we need to cover? Those are the main ones. Oh, the one that you mentioned, Loomer, has actually got the endorsement of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida. I've met and talked with her. That is going
all
to
right,
be
all right, but let me move on with these other ones because we've got some, well, those you got to get in. District 15, which is a brand-new district that came in, that's the new one through redistricting that came in. Five Republicans competing for the new district east of Tampa. The top Republicans include former Secretary of State Laura Lee, State Senator Kelly Stargell, State Representative Jackie Toledo. There's a retired Navy captain there by the name of Mac McGovern. Five Democrats are also seeking the nomination in the district that heavily favors Republicans. Now, district number 20.
If I could, because you just threw out about eight of them before then. The Republican Liberty Caucus has gone with Emily Nunes in that particular race, but that's one where there's any number of Republicans that would be good choices, but Emily Nunes.
We have three more districts to go through, and I'm trying to get it in here with the time allowed, so here I go. And I'm going to keep going here. Now, district number 20, Democrat U.S. Representative Sheila Sharpless McCormick is facing primary competition in the seat she won in a special election earlier this year. Don't know what's going to happen there. That's Burrard and Palm Beach counties. District 23, six Democrats and seven Republicans are running for the South Florida seat, left open by Democratic Representative Ted Deutsch's decision to retire. The seat is firmly Democratic, so a Democrat will replace him there. And then District 27, which is in Miami, is gone back and forth, Republican-Democrat, Republican-Democrat over the years. There's a state senator by the name of Annette Taddeo, who was Chris' lieutenant governor, running against Miami City Commissioner Ken Russell. Those are the Democrats hoping to unseat Republican Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, and I see her on TV a lot.
Right. Yeah, I have as well. Yeah, even up to our neck of the woods.
All right, I got a phone call. Let's get to the call real quick. Okay, Bagamon Bob, what's going on?
Yeah, I see here where that Biden's offices consulted with left wing groups while crafting policies. It says here also that Kerry's office consulted with left wing environmental groups while making these same policies. The emails are showing that. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, I'm not even concerned about what Biden's up to right now. He's not even in the mix as far as I'm concerned.
Isn't that funny? The President of the United States, and we can talk about him as if he's irrelevant. He is, but not in a way that a sitting president ought to be and should be.
Yeah, and you people going to the polls today to vote, which open in what, an hour and a half? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, you people going to the polls today to vote, cast your vote wisely. You need to vote for people that can beat the opponents they're going to be running against. You need to think about that long and hard. There are some people that may seem attractive, that may sound good, but they can't beat the person they're running against. Take a look if you don't believe me, and you'll find out. All right, Mr. Colonel, sir, you want to hang around for another segment?
Captain, I'd be happy to.
All right, hold on, because we'll be right back with more, folks. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming right back, right here on a Radidio with a lot more CO to talk to you about.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a proven history of lying by the FBI against President Trump, 45 is reportedly suing the U.S. government over the FBI raid of his Florida home, claiming his constitutional Fourth Amendment protections were trounced on by the Justice Department. As the judicial branch of government seeks to keep secret the warrant authorizing the raid, President Trump wants a special master to review the warrant in its entirety. Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is a civil rights attorney pointing out the department's double standard.
I mean, we learned during the Hillary Clinton email scandal that overclassification is rampant. Hillary Clinton wasn't even the former president.
For the second time, the Pentagon denied a request on Monday by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard to assist with illegal immigrants. Bank of America is reporting rent prices in the United States are rising at the fastest pace in decades. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All right. Thanks very much, and I hope we get the chance to see you today for lunch. Up there at Mission Barbecue, there from 11:30 to 1:30. We have a great crowd that shows up, and hopefully you can be a part of it. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That is a product that I take and have been taking religiously every day for over 8 years. And the reason I take it is because it works. Now, I've got problems, obviously, with my left leg and my right leg, too. That gets inflamed. It gets swollen. It starts to hurt. There's all sorts of things that go on here, but the Relief Factor help me to get through the day and get rid of the pain and get rid of the swelling. It's just that simple. Simply put, folks, it works. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee, leg, muscle, wrist, whatever you got going on, muscle aches and pain, this product will work for you. All you have to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 3-week quick start. It costs $19.95, about a dollar a day, to see if they can get you out of pain. You'll know by the end of the third week. If it's not working, don't order anymore. It's that simple. But I haven't heard anybody tell me that it didn't work. So there you go. All right. Back to the telephone line and retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, which he's very passionate about, and also the host of Military Matters. And I haven't said much about your show lately. How's that going?
Oh, we had a great podcast. In fact, for the first time since I came off the radio with that, I live streamed it on Facebook last night. The Zoom was live streamed, and our focus was on women's veterans issues. I was astounded to learn we had some great women veteran panelists, and we had all the services represented. So that's out there on Facebook already, and it'll be coming out in the newsletter. I enjoyed it. We had some of the regulars, but we had some folks there for the first time, and I'm excited to get the word out on that. Probably put it out tomorrow because everybody's focused on the election today, as we are here on the radio this morning. But that's just some important stuff that veterans and those that care about veterans need to hear and learn about.
Well, veterans issues are very important on the list out there, because some of the veterans issues, including what's going to happen with the cost of living this year and all that, deals directly with the seniors the same way. I understand my information, tell me if I'm wrong, my information tells me that come October, it looks like there's going to be a 9.6% cost of living increase to not only the veterans on disability, but also the seniors on Social Security.
Yeah, and that's going to happen. And that's, of course, with inflation and all that, that'll offset some of that. And that was essential. Yeah, it's more money. You're right. That is what's going to happen. That's part of the package that'll do that. And we'll see how it plays out. So much depends on which direction the economy goes over the next year or so.
Now, if you listen to the talking heads on TV, depending on what network you're watching, you'll hear that, well, abortion is so important, and, well, education is so important, and, well, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is, and here it comes, the latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey reports that 85% of likely U.S. voters are at least somewhat concerned or totally concerned about, number one, inflation. Okay? That's inflation. And the second one is violent crime.
Yeah, of course. And the headlines and what we've all seen with our own eyes has brought that in. Now, locally, abortion and those kind of issues will certainly, and education for sure, and school board elections. Mm-hmm. But nationally speaking, it's just exactly what you wanted. That's mm-hmm. consistently. And Rasmussen is very reliable. Mm-hmm. So I think you're right, Captain. Mm-hmm. Nationally speaking, that has held true, despite people trying to downplay it, either in the media or in the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm. All right, and Colonel, I'm going to go right back to the phone lines. You got a caller from Georgia on board. Okay, good morning, caller. You're up in Georgia. You around Valdosta?
Yes, sir. It's Laredo.
Hi, Laredo. How are you?
Hey. I didn't want to call in there real quick, Nick. I got a letter from the Social Security Administration here a couple weeks ago about my retirement.
Right.
Coming up here in a couple of years, and they was saying that whatever my retirement comes out in 2035, it would be for every 1,000 I would be receiving, I would then be receiving $780
mm-hmm.
off of every 1,000 that I would be receiving. Well, you know, if these idiots would quit spending money out like it's a kind of dirt food out of a bucket,
right?
Maybe we could keep our retirement like it's supposed to be.
Right. You're right.
But then, you know, you got Ben and the Penguin running things with his twin sisters up there. And, Obama, Bin Laden, and all them up and the other idiots up there running everything. So we'd have to see where it goes.
All right. Well, Laredo, you drive it safe up there.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Laredo's one of the local delivery guys up there around the Valdosta area. Now, he's right. What he's saying is right. We got to get our financial house in order, and it's not too late to do that.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, of course, Social Security. And big changes that Congress has put off for decades are going to have to be made there. But, and my wife is already having to deal with Social Security and balancing that, and I'm about a year away from having to make some hard decisions on that as well. So, yeah, he's right. We do need to pay attention to that. It's the economy, stupid, just like Rasmussen, just like Americans are saying.
Yeah. Now, obviously, with what's going on around the country today, we have to take a look at our leaders and what they're doing. Yesterday, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell gave his own party a 50-50 chance of taking control of the Senate in November during the midterm elections. You know, I've heard him before. I've never heard him get all excited about elections. Well, you know, maybe we can do it. Maybe that's all it is with him. That's all you hear.
What a disappointment. I tell you what, probably the only person that would be the last choice of a political party that's running, a candidate running for office, to not come speak on her behalf would be Mitch McConnell. That's second to Biden, where at least two-thirds of the Democrats running for national office have come out and publicly said, no, thank you, Joe. Well, I think people are saying, Mitch, please, just be quiet. You're not helping.
Speaking of not helping, only 30% of likely U.S. voters believe the country is headed in the right direction.
Yeah, and that's been, just like you talked about with what Americans think are the most important, that's been consistent for a long time, and that's not going to turn around. That, mm-hmm. You know, the ship of state is not going to turn around in a hurry, and Americans have got it, despite what Liz Cheney and others say about trying to... throw out red herring issues out there and make it about things that are not most important to Americans. Instead, they treat Americans like we're stupid, we're stupid, and we're not.
Now, my response has been a little bit different about polls, and today, this is the way I look at it, today in particular. The generic ballot has often understated Republican support in environments that don't favor Democrats. I'll go back to 2018. On this day during the 2014 cycle, Democrats led by 1.4%. However, the final result of that election was Republicans plus 5.7. They were up by 5.7. On this day in 2016, Democrats led by 5 points in the generic ballot. On Election Day, Republicans won by 1.1% and kept control of the Congress in 2020. And the generic vote, the ballot, overstates the Democrats' support by 3.7%, which is why Republicans have actually gained a lot of ground in the House. They're always overstating what the Democrats have.
Yeah, Captain, boy, that's an important, great point that you make. And it makes you wonder, are some in the mainstream media from the left, are they trying to discourage and suppress Republicans from turning out on days like today in Florida?
Yes, yes.
I think that's a big part of it. I really do.
You're right.
And I think we're going to make liars out of them today.
Mm-hmm.
I think the early voting has been less than I would have liked to have seen across the state of Florida and even here in my own county of Manatee. I'm thinking I'm going to show up because the local elections, you can't look beyond this in November. It's so dang important because so many of these races are decided today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the decision's made.
Yep. And by the way, the school board, maybe it is a board. The school, what is it? The school budget is decided today. Is that right?
In many different places and statewide. But, all politics is local, so today's the day. Make a difference.
Well, Colonel, I know you're going to be out running around. Just look for the truck with the flags on it and all that stuff. That'll be you. So you have yourself a good day, and I look forward to talking to you on Thursday.
Hey, Captain, great to start my day on a primary day with you.
All right, you take care now. All right, that's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Yep, and this portion of the program, final segment brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You folks out there around the country listening to me right now, maybe you're looking for some blinds, some shades, some shutters. Maybe you need some parts. How about that? Maybe you need some parts. If so, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, they're located down in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And by the way, they're only as far away as your telephone. So what you can do is you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store or give them a call and maybe they'll have the part that you're looking for and they can send it to you. And they will do that. So once again, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to the telephone lines we go. Let me see here. Is this Mary?
Good morning. I would like to say that this year's voting reminds me of when I was in high school. I would go in to vote and have absolutely no idea who is on the ballot, what they think. This is running through the whole ballot. The judges, the local races, top on bottom, have no idea what they're thinking, no idea what they stand for. There is no pieces of information that has put that out. other than what used to be known as a newspaper. I don't use Facebook. I believe that Facebook is being censored, so why would I want to go to Facebook where things could be changed and manipulated? So, again, I'm walking into the poll booth with absolutely hardly
okay, but I can solve that problem very easily. All these meetings that you go to some of the same ones I do, the candidates are the candidates are there. They're handing out their brochures. That's what you would have to rely on.
Yeah, just a brochure.
Mm-hmm.
But
and then you got to do your own diligence because you can find out about them online.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, you can find out about these candidates online. It's not too difficult to do that. You can find out the pros and the cons, by the way. If you got a question about somebody and you've heard this or heard that and said, I wonder if that's true. Well, type it in the search bar and see what comes up. You might be surprised. What you heard might exactly be true. And that's what's been happening to some of the people that are out there. But it is what it is. Now, today, of course, New York, I am just kind of sitting here. I got a big smile on my face every time I think about it. Jerry Nadler and Carol Maloney. Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney. One of them will win. One of them will lose. One of them will still be in Congress come January of next year. One of them won't. Wow. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk this one, too? Little Dr. Fauci. His road has come to the end. He's announced his departure from the NIH, and most importantly, is Joe Biden's chief medical advisor. By December, Fauci will depart these positions after 38 years in government. It certainly is welcome news, although he says he's not retiring. Now, Fauci serves more as a cautionary tale on the Podomic, the embrace of scientific leaders dictating public policy. Now, while hardly alone in erring repeatedly, Fauci made himself the public face of scientific technology that pushed top-down diktats and devastating lockdowns and access restrictions, almost none of which measurably improved public health. That's a fact. Now, as Biden's advisor, he pushed unconstitutional mandates with little or no unscientific foundation, leading to pushback against those who declared and dared to question those eventually who were discredited. The policies, that is. Now, the past 2 years have provided us with an object lesson on the failure of an expert rule and why public policy should come from elected officials accountable to citizens. Because we need to remember that Fauci, by ensuring we never produce his like in governance again, that was a big-time mistake. I think everybody knows it right now. And let it never happen again. Not ever, never, ever, never. Now, I noticed again last night, watching TV, that President Biden, who's getting ready to launch his coast-to-coast tour later this week to tout the new climate and tax bill and boost the Democrats running in November's elections, look and see where he's traveling. Look and see where he's traveling. And look and see who he flew by, past, or over. Those are the people that said, excuse me, Mr. President, but we really don't want you to stop. There's going to be a bunch of them. There's going to be a bunch of them because he is literally toxic in some cases because of his lack of popularity and his 2 years of whatever in the hell it was he thought he was doing. Now, Senate candidate Tim Ryan, Congressman Tim Ryan, has pretty much told the president, please, sir, don't come into my district until I tell you you can. And the reason he's done that is because he's involved in a toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose political fight against Republican J.D. Vance. And just Biden showing up could cost Tim Ryan the election. That's a fact. Now, I'm not saying Tim Ryan's not going to attend something with the president. He probably will. But he's just not going to be going to some of these events because he can't be seen with the president. There are certain people in certain districts where these people are running that Biden's numbers are so bad, it'll take down anybody that's with him in terms of numbers. It'll take down anybody that's running with him. Now, to the folks listening to me in Dallas, I know you got a big problem still with some water in some areas. And I know it's still raining over there in some areas. But at least if you survived the flood, you should be able to make it through the rest of it. There's going to be a lot of help that's going to be over there to you today. If it's not already there, it will be. And yeah, I know you got 10 inches of rain in just 12 hours. Some of you got more than that. But you would think, with all of this that was coming, and you knew it was coming, we told you about it the night before, the day before, that you were going to get drenched, and they were talking 6 inches plus. And you know what happens when you get that amount of rain over there in that area. I just don't for the life of me understand why people don't get out of the way. All you got to do is get in your car and drive 20 miles one way or the other and drive out of the flooding in that particular case. But it just didn't happen, so it is what it is. By the way, the crash and burn of the Democrats is continuing. Certain parts of the country, they're just absolutely in the toilet and not coming back anytime soon. The people with the highest level of interest in the midterms and voting right now are the Republicans, keenly higher than the Democrats. That's going to come back to bite the Dems squarely in the butt. And by the way, even an NBC poll, 71% of Americans believe the Inflation Reduction Act will either make things worse or make no difference at all with the Inflation Reduction Act. That is not good for the Democrats. All right, have a happy primary day today. We'll be on the air tonight, and we'll be telling you all about what's going on all around the countryside. But if you want to call in and tell us what happened in your backyard, you can. See you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.